Romeo and Juliet, arguably the world's most famous love story with some of the most well-known lines of any play in history. Helena Theater fans will be taking in an outdoor staging of this classic Shakespearean tragedy over the next 2 weekends. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce speaks with the cast about just what it takes to do justice to the play's timeless text.
Not what you want to hear on an outdoor play's Thursday opening night. A rain and hailstorm swirling right over your stage. The Montana Shakespeare Company's production of Romeo and Juliet cancels the day's show.
Wilt thou be gone? It is not yet near day. It was the night.
Instead, cast members sit and run through the play inside an empty storefront nearby.
Look, love, what envious streaks do lace the severing clouds.
Yet, no matter how many times an actor recites these iconic lines,
I was not the lark whose notes do beat the vaulty heavens high above our head. I always.
There are just so many of them.
Retake.
Helena actor Brian Ferriter plays Romeo.
Yeah, I think uncut Romeo has like 660. We've probably cut it down to about 550.
Of course, the way every actor prepares to memorize a part like this is different.
It is the lark that sings so out of tune.
For Julia Porter, who plays Juliet,
one word at a time.
When she really sat down to memorize.
Like a weekend, maybe, just to learn the lines.
Some say the lark and lo the toad changed eyes.
But that's just the words on the page. There's so much more to it after that. The way Brian Ferriter, our Romeo, thinks of it, there are really 3 memorizations.
You memorize it where you can just sit down and say it.
That's phase 1. Then comes phase 2, where you actually get up and perform it.
Not move.
You are a lover. Borrow Cupid's wings.
That's no small task. There's so much to figure out. Actor Maxon Davis lives in New York now. He's originally from Great Falls.
Be rough with you. Be rough with love. Prick love for pricking, and you beat love down.
He's playing Romeo's witty, fun-loving friend Mercutio. He says it takes discipline not only to figure out what Shakespeare's words mean, but how they fit into the dynamics between the characters.
When the language gets a little more arcane and the jokes get a little more obscure, as long as I can cleave to the thrust of what's going on in that moment, then the joke will play.
Done will draw thee from the mire of this Sir Reverend's love wherein thou stickest up to the ear.
That leads to Brian Ferriter's 3rd phase of memorization, which he calls having it in your bones. At that point, just sitting down and running the lines back and forth may not work as well as it used to.
It takes a very intense concentration for me personally.
By Showtime, director Kim DeLong says it's about bringing these words written hundreds of years ago into the present moment. If in doing so, they don't come out exactly as written, he says that's not the ultimate point.
It's not just the meaning of the words, it's the character of how they're played. That's why Shakespeare needs to be, it is a visceral, experiential event, not a sedentary intellectual event sitting around reading it. You can't understand Shakespeare until you play it.
That is when the weather allows you to play it.
What care I what curious eyes doth quote deformities? Here the beetle brow shall blush for me.
I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Helena.